This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Seth, I know that you spread your wings a little bit earlier and booked an interview during the show.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you one thing that, because you may book more interviews in the future. One thing you need to be cognizant of is that individuals exist in different time zones.
Oh, do we have Cardale Jones?
Cardale Jones is on the hotline. Yeah, when you said you booked him for 8:35, I would assume that means that Cardale Jones is on the East Coast because he's on the hotline right now. Former Ohio State Buckeye, NFL quarterback as well, Cardale Jones.
Oh, you know what, Cardale, he'll appreciate this because he's played with plenty of dumb defensive linemen before that have made mistakes like this. Oh, thanks. Boy, thank you for being 1 hour more punctual than I was, Cardale. And I apologize for being late to my own party. Yeah.
No, all good with me, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. Cardale Jones, of course, won a national championship with Urban Meyer at Ohio State in the first ever college football playoff back in 2014. So, Cardale, let's get your reaction off the top before we dig into Coach Meyer a little bit more. What was your reaction when, as you've watched this news play out? I mean, yesterday was sort of the culmination of it, but the buzz with Coach Meyer and Jacksonville has been going on for the last week or so. What's your reaction to this news?
I'm not surprised at all. Definitely having a personal relationship with Coach Meyer and kind of speaking through and talking through some of the terms and what would it take for him to make that jump. I'm pretty sure the organization is all on and all on his side as far as being on board with whatever he wants to do, because that's the type of person he is. You know, he's the type of guy that has a plan in place and needs the full support of the real decision makers behind him to really get behind him and believe in him. And he's a proven guy at every level of football that he's coached. So I wouldn't think that this transition would be that hard or that difficult for him, and I'm excited for him.
And I guess probably the most common objection I see to this hiring and the highest level of skepticism is when people say, hey, Urban Meyer is not going to be able to treat NFL players the same way he treated college players. He's not going to be able to motivate them the same way. What do you think about that argument?
Yeah, I think that have some truth to that, but he's a great coach. He's a great motivator. He's a great leader, and he's going to find a way to do it. You know, with college on that high of level that he's used to coaching, you kind of motivate guys on, you kind of push guys on the fear of recruiting past them. It's no longer like that in the NFL. And I'm pretty sure he's going to take that challenge, to himself personally, how to push those buttons that still on the lines of respectful and just trying to get the best out of each and every player. And I'm pretty sure he'll find a way to do it.
Cardale Jones, a former Ohio State Buckeye quarterback, NFL quarterback as well, played for Urban Meyer, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Cardale, it would appear he's going to have a lot of say over the roster itself. They have not hired a general manager yet. He's going to get paid a lot of money. I don't know that Coach Meyer takes a job like that if he hasn't done the pre-work to say, hey, I want to have say over this or that. From that standpoint, just in terms of evaluating guys and assessing players, how do you think he's going to make the transition from college, where he's got the pick of the litter, the guy's a great recruiter, to the NFL, where he's competing for free agents, and he's only got seven, well, in the case of the Jags, probably like 13 draft picks this year. But you know what I mean. How do you think he'll do there in terms of the evaluation part of it?
I think he'd do extremely well, because that's another thing that I said, that, you know, not just speaking with him, just having a personal opinion about him taking this leap. You know, one thing that made him very successful on the college level is definitely at Ohio State. Him and athletic director Gene Smith had no resistance there. Whenever Coach Meyer needed to do something, whenever he needed more fun, whatever it was, Gene Smith was behind him 100%. it was, you know, it, they were almost like one mind, and it kind of seemed like this is how that situation is going to play out in Jacksonville, almost like a Bill O'Brien situation where he's a head coach and GM or has a lot of say, like you guys are saying, and a lot of picking his players, because they end up almost of a rebuilding situation. And, you know, so it would be great for him to have an opportunity to really dive in, to have a say-so in the players that he wants, not just on the field, but off the field as well, as far as the culture development. So as long as he can get that support from the front office, I think they'd be in a good position.
You know, one of the other arguments against Urban Meyer, I feel, has lost a little bit of steam in the last few years because Lamar Jackson exists, you know, Josh Allen exists. And the argument has been, well, hey, you can't have JT Barrett running 160 times a year. Well, I don't know. Lamar Jackson ran 160 times this year. But the quarterback run game being such a huge part of that offense, do you expect that to remain a constant, or do you think he's going to be able to mold that to whatever the talent of the actual quarterback he is?
I think it's going to first and foremost come down to his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, or what they envision and what type of system they want to run, and then that would determine on what quarterbacks they usually, you know, taking this upcoming draft. But I think it's successful. I mean, guys are proving it, and not just running the quarterback, getting them outside the pocket and things like that. You got, you know, Kyler Murray, you got, like you said, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, you got Russell Wilson always outside the pocket, you got guys like freaking Patrick Mahomes. So the fact of, you know, having a mobile quarterback and having them susceptible to hits, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of the trend that the way the NFL is kind of moving right now, as far as, you know, especially with this generation of players. So I definitely think it can be successful.
I've been listening to a couple of different podcasts where Urban Meyer is talking about leadership, because it, for a while we were wondering if Urban Meyer might be a candidate for the Texans. So I was doing my research, and it's really fascinating when he starts talking about the way he breaks down the composition of a football team, how he motivates, how important trust is. Was there a moment in your time at Ohio State that you can remember that he kind of perhaps change the direction or your attitude, or maybe you matured a little bit because of a conversation with him?
It's so funny that I speak about my time at Ohio State, because me and Coach Meyer did not really have a relationship that a lot of people expect. We didn't develop, you know, any really real form of relationship as far as player coach until after I was done, when we started having real life conversations. He put all the onus on leadership and things like that on our position coaches. So when it comes to deep conversations and relationships like that, it came from me and a guy named Tom Herman, who coached me. But Coach Meyer put so much pressure and accountability on our position coaches to have those type of relationships with their players. So in a way, yeah, it was a relationship with Coach Meyer, but I want to say my relationship with Tom Herman developed me and got me ready for the tough conversations and the relationship after football with Coach Meyer.
Well, Tom Herman, Cardale, and we're talking to Cardale Jones. Tom Herman is obviously somebody we're very familiar with here in Houston, in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, in some ways, there's a lot of Cougs fans listening that probably feel like Cardale Jones is the one that got Tom Herman the job here in Houston, because you won a national championship as a backup quarterback there, and Tom Herman was pushing the buttons. I just want to shift gears over to Coach Herman for a second. Are you surprised that it didn't work out with him at Texas?
Yeah, I'm surprised that they let him go, especially with the record that he's had. I mean, you got to understand that, you know, Texas was almost in a rebuilding stage. I mean, they had a couple of key pieces in place, but, you know, for what he was doing on short notice, I mean, I don't think anyone else could do a better job, and I'm trying to be completely unbiased here because that is my guy. But, hey, I mean, I'm happy for Texas, happy for the direction they decide to go in, and I'm pretty sure Coach Herman will bounce back pretty here soon.
I think in some respects too, regardless of the situation you're in, it always depends a little bit on the environment, right? And when you go from being a position coach to coordinator, and then from when you go to coordinator to head coach, it's a whole different set of challenges. And that's one thing I wonder about with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, in a good way, or I'm intrigued by, is like every time he's stepped into a new environment, whether it's Utah or Florida or Ohio State, he's learned how to adapt to that environment. And that's where I think he'll probably figure out, like he knows that there will be unique challenges to stepping into Jacksonville, and it's not the same as doing everything exactly the same way he did every other place.
For sure, for sure. And that's what makes him a good coach, a good leader, a good motivator. He can adapt. He can adjust and adapt, and that's one thing that we always stress at Ohio State. And I mean, he got some great coaching friends on the next level that, you know, that he, I don't want to say intern with, but he went to go visit during a lot of the summers with the Belichicks and things like that, to bring some of that insight from their program, the way he ran things, to our program. So for him to have opportunities to run his program for his organization in Jacksonville, the way he wanted to run it and know and have some expectations, not saying he's going to go in there and run that thing like the Patriots and have that success, but he got a good feel for how things should look and how he wants his program to look.
All right, we're speaking with Cardale Jones. Cardale, I have one last NFL question. It'll be the hardest question you face all day, and it's something we've been talking about for at least 2 days, and we're kind of nervous about it. If you are Urban Meyer, put yourself in Urban Meyer's shoes, and you're sitting there in Jacksonville has two first-round picks. They have the number one overall pick, obviously. Do you want Trevor Lawrence, the young rookie, or do you want, with your $80 million of cap space, to trade that number one overall pick to Houston for Deshaun Watson and have Deshaun Watson, who's already a proven veteran, come in and lead your team?
Wow, that's a great question. This first one, that's tough. I think that it's going to depend on the offensive. I have no clue about his staff right now. I'm thinking on an offensive coordinator. If it's an offensive coordinator who wants to I'm trading the pick for Deshaun Watson. I just thought of it. I'm trading the pick because he can do it all. He can do it all. If you want to run an RPO game, he can do that. If you want to stay back there in the pocket, he can do that. If you want to get out on the perimeter, he can do that. So if I have the opportunity, I think I'm going to go for Deshaun Watson, who's a young player still, 4 or 5 years in the league, who's proven. But you got to put the right pieces around him. You got to have an opportunity to if you get a guy like Deshaun Watson, you got to be ready to start winning right now.
Yeah,
boy, you know what? It was beautiful to hear the moment where you stopped using your brain and just went with your gut.
That's what
makes me nervous, though, too. Yeah, it's Cardale Jones. You can follow him on Twitter at CJ12. That's CJ1, the number 2, the word T-W-O. Hey, Cardale, I've heard you on a few interviews. You're doing you sound really, really good. Are you thinking about getting into the media?
I mean, I would love to when I officially close the door on football. And you should have asked me. I thought you were going to ask me the third question with Coach Meyer. You know, trade for Deshaun Watson, draft Trevor Lawrence, or sign Cardale Jones. That was going to be a no-brainer.
Wow. That's – no, you know what? No, we'll put that out into the universe. You're exactly right. We gotta keep –
yeah.
Well, yeah, what was it like? You got the rug pulled out from you at the XFL there and just kind of disorienting.
It sucked, but, you know, COVID changed so many things for not just my life, but the sports world and globally. I mean, so it sucks to have, you know, right during mid-season things had to shut down. But, yeah, I was definitely trying to take advantage of the opportunity to get back into the NFL. And I don't know, we'll see this upcoming offseason, but I know Coach Meyer, hey, I got his – he won head coach, I got his number. And ain't no door in my car, I'm going to blow him up.
There you go. Yeah, you're getting a lot of love. Cardale, you're getting a lot of love on our text page here, and I know this is an Ohio State fan who says, 12-gauge, O-H.
I
knew it. Yeah, you had to finish that off. Cardale Jones joining us on the program. Hey, Cardale, appreciate you making time, man. Best of luck. Certainly hope to see your name out there on the transaction wire as the season approaches, and hope to do it again down the road. Really appreciate the insight on Coach Meyer. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Cardale Jones. That was enjoyable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.